It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. This Saturday, the City of Asylum in Pittsburgh is presenting Exiled Voices of China and Tibet, a day-long series of free readings, talks, and performances featuring writers and musicians in exile from China and Tibet. I'm joined now in Studio A by Henry Reese. He's the founder of the City of Asylum. Henry Reese, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you, Paul.
Also joining us by phone is New York Times Beijing Bureau correspondent Andrew Jacobs. Andrew, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Great to be here.
Henry, we have the works of three amazing individuals being featured this weekend. What can you tell us about them?
Well, you're correct that they are amazing individuals who are heroes in the deepest sense of the word, both for their commitment to the integrity of what they do, to their ability to evoke and memorialize without rancor the trauma they've gone through and the society that they existed in. And having them here together is a rare and unique experience for us here in Pittsburgh, and an opportunity to both understand China, begin to understand the importance, I think, in our own lives of preserving the freedoms that we have, and the threats in some way to those freedoms.
Tell us about the individuals who are coming and what they'll be sharing with the audience. And hopefully we'll see a big crowd there on Saturday.
Well, the linchpin of this event is someone who's unknown almost here in the West, is Tianqi Martin Liao, who was originally with something called the Liao Gai Institute, where she researched concentration camps essentially in China. Her handbook is in the 10th edition. She is the authority on Chinese re-education, but she's also become the head of now Independent Chinese Pen and is sort of the go-to person in the West who's responsible for a lot of the publications that would otherwise be unknown. Our editor of Samsonia Way, Sylvia Duarte, which is a magazine that we publish online, first met her in Brussels herself and began to establish a relationship. Tianqi's now contributing a column for Samsonia Way called Blind Chess, and she's really helped us make a lot of these connections. So she's going to lead off the day by presenting a really big framework and in doing an interview and taking questions. Following her will be an author, Li Ayu Wu, who's the author of a book called The Corpse Walker, and more recently something called A Song and 100 Songs. The Corpse Walker is a momentous book which became something that changed, I would say, or it was a result of his imprisonment and a result of his change from being an avant-garde poet who was really disconnected from society to someone who was committed to becoming someone who took other people's stories. When he was in prison, people began to tell him stories and said, write them down, Mr. Poet, kind of. You're able to write and do this for us, and you're going to get out of prison where many of us are condemned to death. And so he's taken that on as a mission, and he's looked at different parts of society with some just fascinating, entertaining, actually, memoirs, as well as chilling memoirs of his time in prison. He's going to be delivering a short talk, performing some musical instruments that he learned in prison from a master, and reciting a poem, Massacre, which is what actually landed him in prison when, after Tiananmen Square, he became a changed person and became what he considered committed to the values of free speech and its effectiveness in society. And finally, we're going to have Chen Guangcheng, who is well known in the West now as that blind activist lawyer, which has become a shorthand for him. But he's was one of the Time 100 in 2006. He's been devoted to human rights in China, a self-trained lawyer, blind since almost birth, and very active in issues of women's rights, environmental freedoms. And having him here in Pittsburgh is, again, a rare occasion. He very rarely strays from other than New York, where he is now since being in that kind of dramatic escape from China last year, freed thanks to the cooperation of the U.S. government and some really international things. So having everybody here to both present separately, to be asked questions, the audience will be able to ask questions. We'll have interpreters there who will be over headsets for the Chinese speakers, so it really will be fluid and quick and very thorough. And then they're all going to talk at the end of the day together in a conversation that they could have never had in China, that we're calling it a legal conversation. So these three just paragons of both art, freedom, and activism will be able to say what they think China is like today in a very candid way. And of course, at night, we're then going to celebrate all this with a concert with an exiled Tibetan rock band, Wang Zhang, a Chinese poet who was the first writer in exile in our program, and a local hip-hop artist, Jaziri X, who's very concerned with social activism.
Andrew Jacobs, you are very familiar with the conditions that these individuals have labored under as the Beijing Bureau correspondent for the New York Times. Paint the background story for us, if you will.
Well, for Liao Yiwu, they're both incredibly dramatic stories, but Liao Yiwu was essentially persecuted since 1990. He's been in jail several times, four-year stretch after Tiananmen, where he was horribly tortured. And after that, he tried to, you know, stay in the margins and doing his writing about kind of the downtrodden in China. But the authorities essentially, when his work was going to be published overseas, the authorities said, if your work is published overseas, we're going to put you back in jail, and it's going to be, you know, the end of you. So he's, in 2011, after being denied an exit visa for the 16th time, he snuck out of China through Vietnam and flew to Poland and then went to Germany. Cheng Guangcheng, I won't describe his background too much because most of you probably know that he was under house arrest for many months after being jailed for 3 years on trumped-up charges that had to do with his work on forced sterilizations and abortions. But he eventually escaped this house arrest, also an incredible tale, made his way to the American embassy, and after some diplomatic negotiations, found his way over to New York. I think the bigger story is these two individuals really bring to light what life is like for anyone who does not conform in Chinese society. Cheng Guangcheng is not necessarily an artist, but you know, certainly a human rights advocate and legal activist. And Liao Yiwu was a very talented writer, and these people should be cherished and valued, one would think, in a society that's trying to, in a country that's trying to become a great world power. Instead, they're repressed. And I think what it says about contemporary China is that there's really no room for people like this in China at the moment. It's a very difficult place if you want to be, a nonconformist, if you want to follow your heart, if you want to do what's right. It's a very perilous road. So I think that's what, the kind of larger message here is.
And we're unfortunately running out of time. But, Andrew, as these individuals put their stories out there, as they will be in Pittsburgh this weekend, how does it reverberate back in Beijing?
I would say it doesn't because
it's just blocked out.
It's blocked out. The Internet is heavily censored. Most Chinese don't even know who Liao Yiwu or Cheng Guangcheng is, unless you're a very, plugged in intellectual who goes over the firewall, the Chinese blocking software. You won't know about these people. So it's really kind of a bubble over there. So that's the short answer.
Well, Henry Reese, as we look toward Saturday, just for people that are interested in showing up, things get underway very quickly. What would be the timeline there?
We start at 1 o'clock, and roughly every hour and 15 minutes, there'll be another session till about 6:15. And it's occurring on the north side, in the central north side, on the 400 block of Monterey Street, the 1400 block of Monterey Street, where we're closing the street, putting up a tent so it doesn't matter what the weather's like.
Very good. Henry Reese is the founder of the City of Asylum. Also joining the conversation, New York Times Beijing Bureau correspondent Andrew Jacobs, who will be in town as part of the events on Saturday. Thank you both for being with us.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. You can catch the entire show online at WESA.FM. Tomorrow, we'll look at the situation with Medicaid expansion in Pennsylvania. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.